And of course, the weather indoors there at Kearney was just fine.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Very little wind, except when a kid ran by. You get a little breeze, but yep. You know, it was a very competitive meet yesterday, so it was. And we knew that going in that it was going to be pretty competitive, and that's always a good thing to go see. Kind of get the ball to rolling a little bit, so to speak, and just kind of kick off our season. Took a few kids. I think we wound up taking 10 boys down and competed. So, yeah, I thought we competed really well yesterday.
Yeah, no team scores kept to this one, so you don't have to worry about that.
Just kind of a way to get the season started, you know. You know, you don't run a full set of hurdles, of course, and you don't run – you know, some races we don't run, but, you know, there's the 200 meters is really kind of different. You know, it's not a one turn, it's a two turn, and it just adds some difficulty to some races. But I thought we competed really well yesterday.
Among the kids that competed, I know you and I were just talking right before the show started. Josiah Wilkinson, a senior, has high hopes for a big year. He ran the 800 meters and he finished, I think, third overall.
Yes. And, you know, I think he could have finished a little higher, but. Really, he kind of lost contact with the young man from North Platte. You know, anytime that you're running close to 2 minutes on that track, it's a short track. You're running pretty well, and the young man from North Platte ran real close to 2 minutes. Josiah ran 2:06 on that track yesterday. Last year he ran 2:12 on that track, so you know, he's 6 seconds faster, which was nice to see. You know, so. And I think the half mile is probably one of the 800 meters is probably one of the tougher races on the track, if not the toughest. You know, it's a toss up to me between that and the quarter. But I think the half is turning into more of a sprint anymore than you know, a distance race. It's more of a long sprint anymore. So I thought he ran really well. You know, Blake Rodewald also ran the half yesterday and nearly tied his career best yesterday on that track. I think he's a few tenths behind his career best on an outdoor track, which I think it's a little easier to run outdoor than in on that short track. He ran in the 2:13s, which is very exciting. I thought he looked a lot stronger than a year ago. Last year he ran 2:18 on that track. So, you know, he's a little over 5 seconds faster than he was a year ago. So that's pretty exciting for him. You know, he had a lot of success in the winter, so I think a lot of that success is going to help him come this spring. You know, he ran cross last fall. I think that gave him a very good base for running. So, you know, I think he's going to be a lot stronger on the track for us this year. You know that we're going to try probably the mile sooner than we did last year, so kind of see where that looks for him. You know, so I think we ran pretty well in those two. In that event, you know, our hurdlers, we took Osney Barber, we took David Hansen and Quinn Taylor. You talk about a tough field of hurdlers. It was a tough field last year in the hurdles yesterday. Kearney's there, and they have a very good hurdle group. You know, I thought the hurdles are kind of a technical event. You have to be pretty, the timing has to be, you're very accurate on your timing. And we had some issues yesterday with that, you know, clipping a few hurdles here and there, but it's really early. And I know that those boys will continue to get better. We had two guys make the finals, Davian and Osney both made finals. And Davian, I think, of course, I was teasing him a little bit at the end. I told him, I said, well, UNK's going to send us a bill for all the hurdles that you hit. And I was just teasing him, but you know, it's just once you hit one, your timing's off for the next, and you know, it just happened to be that way for Dave. You know, hopefully, you know, that was his race that he was going to hit hurdles and get those out of his system. You know, because last year at the district meet, I think him clipping the last hurdle at the district meet last year really cost him a state trip. So hopefully, we get that resolved for him, and he's able to get that, you know, straightened out a little bit, so to speak, and he'll be not hitting so many hurdles and running faster times, because he looks to be really pretty good. You know, during practice you watch and he's running right with Osney, so you know Osney's a state qualifier, two-time state qualifier. You know, sits on our top 10 charts in both the threes and the 110s. So you know, Davian running with him just tells you how much better he is than he was a year ago. So that's kind of exciting.
And I know I think Quinn's coming around a lot.
Quinn
more.
Is coming around. Quinn, you know, if you knew Quinn as a freshman and you know him as a junior, there is a huge difference in the size of that young man. I wouldn't say that he's gotten beefier yet, but he's gotten much taller. And I told him, Jamin, at Christmas, all you got to do is step over those hurdles now. And, you know, it takes some adjustment. As your body grows, it takes a little adjustment for you to adjust to that. So I think he's going to have a really good year also. So it's pretty exciting to watch those guys.
High jump, that's your area. And Gunner Camps, I know you've got high hopes for that young man.
Yeah, Gunner, you know, he, first time that he got to compete as a varsity guy. I know he's a sophomore. He was very nervous yesterday. Gunner doesn't say a lot. You know, he's a pretty quiet young man, unlike his brother, you know, Garrett, who was always talking. Sorry, Garrett. But, you know, Gunner, you know, was pretty nervous yesterday, but he come in and he jumped 5'8". You know, he had a couple of really good attempts at 5'10". You know, and he finished tied for fourth, which was an exciting event, I thought. You know, with some very good jumpers there yesterday. You know, he's for his first time of being a varsity guy, jumping 5'8", and earning a medal, I think that's pretty exciting for him. So, you know, he's got some bigger bars coming, and I just got a few timing issues we got to work out for him, and we'll get him a little more speed towards the bar, and I think he'll be jumping near. I told him I think he can jump that 6-foot barrier. I think is well within his realm of ability, so you know, that'd be pretty exciting.
I know we were talking before the show, Coach Ramzo over here as well. The boys' pole vault was the area to watch because, wow, Boston Irish of Cozad goes 16 feet in his first meet.
Yep, and indoors, you know, I know that he's been vaulting most of the winter. You know, he's been doing some work on the vault. And anytime you can watch a young man vault over 16 feet is pretty exciting. You know, his bar progression yesterday was pretty quick. You know, I think Coach Ramsey and I were sitting here talking, and he said once he had the event won, you know, you can kind of dictate where the bar goes. So he made 14 something, and then the bar moved all the way to 15.2. I'm assuming that was the school record. And then he went to 16 foot and was over that. And then he went to 16.8 or 16. It was over 16.75 because 16.75 is the state record. So his first meet in, and he's vaulting at a state record. That's pretty exciting. So the meet kind of paused a little bit while they measured, and we got to watch, you know, some phenomenal attempts at a state record. So that was pretty exciting yesterday, regardless of, you know, whether it's one of your athletes or somebody else's. Anytime you can watch a kid vault or compete for a state record is pretty exciting.
I know some work to be done with the Bison vaulters, but they'll come along for
you. Oh, yeah, you bet. You know, graduation is just hard on things, and we just, you know, kids graduate and they move on, and the young guys step up and got to fill those voids. So, but we have some young guys that are going to be able to vault pretty well, I believe, and it just takes time and progression and just see how that works, but I think we're going to be okay.
You had a couple of jumpers also.
Yep, long jumpers, Miles and Oliver. You know, they'll tell you that. I think that's one of the first times Ollie's ever long jumped, and he has not had a lot of practice at it. And, you know, he jumps 19 feet. Neither one of those guys were happy with their marks yesterday. And, of course, Miles triple jumped also, and I go, well, how much time have you spent triple jumping? You know, he goes, well, almost none. I said, well, okay. Then that should tell you, because he was near 40 foot last year, and I think that's he'll get there. He's just got to get some timing issues figured out. It just takes time to figure that stuff out, and it's really early. So I think we're going to be okay. Again, it was a pretty good field of jumpers. Kearney, I think, just has a they're just kind of loaded back up again from last year. I think they're a better team than they were a year ago. So it's going to be fun to watch that at the Class A. You know, I thought we competed really well in the events we were at. You know, our 60-meter guys, you know, Oliver, again, was in the 60, so was Miles. Miles loaded himself up yesterday. I don't know. That's just kind of Miles. He likes to be busy. You know, ran the 60. Oliver ran the 60. Oliver's just a – I'm sure he was the tallest guy running the 60 yesterday. You know, you get on that indoor surface and it's really those quick, explosive shorter stature guys that seemed to have the best success on that. And Oliver was really just kind of getting to top speed about the time he hit the finish line. So I think he's going to have a good spring as a sprinter, and I think as a jumper once he figures out, you know, how to hit that last step. I thought they jumped really well. They don't think they jumped very, really well, but I thought they competed well and got bigger marks coming. So
can't be hard on yourself. It's the first meet.
You know, you got to be as an athlete. It's okay to not be content. Yeah, in fact, when you become content and complacent, then you just as well hang up your shoes because you're not going to get much better. Mm-hmm. And that's with anything. But so with them not being content and happy with that is just fine, because that just means that they're going to come down and work harder and figure a few things out and become more successful at what they're doing. So that's the part that's always fun to watch, is how much they improve from meet to meet and just strive to be better. So that's really what we try to instill in them, is, you know, you just got to keep working. You know, you get knocked down, you get up, you dust yourself off, and you go again. You got to have a short memory and keep rolling.
As of right now, next Friday at Aurora, the weather looks as of right now pretty good. Hopefully it holds that.
Yep. You know, the weather in Nebraska can change very rapidly, but right now we are looking at next Friday, it's going to be, you know, 77 or so degrees in Aurora. However, it could be a little breezy, but we'll take a little breeze if we got some nice warm. So sprinters will love it. You know, as long as it doesn't get too warm, you know, the distance guys will be okay with it. As long as it's not too windy, you know, we'll take as many as we can next Friday. We'll load the bus, and if we need, we'll see if we can talk them out of a van so we can take as many as we can. The kids that are ready and able, we'll take and let them compete. You know, we're able to enter six guys or in each event, so we can take our JV guys and see what we can do. Get them a little competition under their belt.
And see the Eastern schools for some you saw yesterday, but more this time.
Yeah, you know, we're going to see Northwest again, GI Northwest, who has a good squad on the boys' side. Aurora, we haven't seen them yet, but they'll have a good squad. They always do. Wood River was there the last time we were there. Central City, I think, was there. And I think they've got some sprinters, the way it looked to me. So there are usually six teams. Broken Bow comes down. So it's going to be a tough meet. Aurora has a nice facility, a phenomenal facility. They have a nice track. They have nice surface on the inside. You know, they got a little turf. You don't have to worry about getting grass stains on your shoes. But it should be a good meet. We're really excited to go. You know, we were going to Sydney, and that meet just seemed like it took forever to run a lot of times. I don't know if it was number of schools, athletes, or whatever. It just seemed like it just took forever. The Aurora meet, there's a fewer schools, which means there's fewer athletes, but the competition is still really good, and it runs really well. So we're pretty excited to go again.
Thank you very much for coming
by.
You betcha. Have a terrific weekend. We'll see you next week.
All right, see ya.
Bison Boys track and field coach Tom Sugar with a recap yesterday's UNK Indoor. We'll take a break. More Coach's Coffee Club next. KICX and KBRL.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice.